This is shocking for a couple of reasons.
What's shocking?
Well, first off, if you lived in Rochester for a while, it feels like this place has always been here.
Yeah.
Right? But more importantly, this place, and a place around the corner from this place, has held a very special place in the heart of kids who lived in the suburbs for a period of time. Because you want to feel cool.
This is a cool spot.
You want to feel independent as a kid.
Like an adult.
You want, yeah, people to see you as a grown-ass person being mature. Well, guess what, buddy? If you went to high school between 2000 and 2010, it's likely that this was your spot.
Mm.
Literally.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Spot Coffee on East Ave in the city of Rochester is closing.
Wow.
End of an era.
You got it. Sign on the door.
Bring back the Chevys.
Sign on the door. He drops that because he wants to say.
What?
Go ahead.
It was a Chevy dealership, but they kept like the whole facade. It was a really cool concept.
Understood. It was a
historic place, so they
had to
do that.
I mean, it took them forever to build the place because you had to like everything had to be a certain way.
I knew
even the doors and everything had to be just so.
Like I knew the second we brought this up, he was going to try and drop all the old man. You just
fine
made,
people at General Motors.
You just made fun of the guys for the Binghamton facts, and you literally
old Susquehanna.
So a sign on the door of Spot Coffee on East Ave says their last day will be this Sunday, March 2nd. No one knows why they are shutting down, but they say they will have some kind of comment next week.
All right.
So there are a couple of very unique things about Spot Coffee. You brought up the Chevy dealership, right? The location was right in the middle of everything.
It was very hip looking.
You got it. It's also been open for 25 years.
That is shocking.
And that's a hell of a run for a coffee shop.
Yeah. But where'd the kids go?
Well, that's just it. There are a specific group of people this morning who found this or just heard it that are now hurting bad. Folks who, for them, Spot was more than just a place to go get coffee. Because if you were a kid who went to high school in the suburbs between like 2000 and 2010, Spot Coffee and Java's around the corner. Just called Java's. Why did you feel the need to add something?
Because I think it was Java Joe's.
I'm almost positive the site just says Java's.
Now it does.
Okay, but they took the Joe.
Like when I was drinking.
After all that anti-Italian sentiment they had to get rid of during the war. You idiot.
yes, Java Joe's.
You don't know why that coffee shop next door used to be a Chevy dealership. If you were a kid in high school.
So it was a teen place.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't.
No.
Spot Coffee and Java's was the cool, badass place to go on the weekends because it wasn't a teen place. You were allowed to go because they weren't serving alcohol.
Just coffee. Yeah.
Exactly. Yet they were, I mean, Java's closed, Spot closed at like 7, but Java's was open like all night long.
Yeah, because they did music and stuff.
You got it. So you were going into the city, man, to go hang out like adults, man, and we were going to sit out on the street, and we were going to smoke cigarettes, and there's going to be college chicks, man, and there's going to be a dude with a hookah, and I don't even know what a hookah is, but it looks pretty cool, and you don't know what a hookah is either, so I'm going to big time you, man.
So what happened? Is that cool to do that anymore?
No, I don't know. Let's put a pin in that, because I'm not exactly sure what happened, because I got old. But Spot Coffee, Kimmy, and Java was a massive coming-of-age place for a ton of teenagers who are now between the ages of 30 and 40.
Yeah, because you had the one friend that discovered it first. Like, the one friend that didn't watch movies, they watched films. And they also had a record player before everybody else had a record
player.
They
went vinyl first.
Like that, I'm thinking of exactly the one friend we went with. We loaded up in her car because she had been there before. Because like she had a friend from like a different school that took her there once.
Yep.
And then
she's right. She's
and I remember like I went there and I was like, oh, I feel so cool. But I didn't know how to order a coffee, so I just repeated what everybody else was getting because I was like, I don't know what I like. I've never had caffeine before.
Well, you never had a cup of coffee before?
Like, I probably had a cup of coffee, but like they were ordering like specific lattes and stuff. Like, I couldn't read the menu. I don't know what a grande coffee is.
Why would a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid have had coffee back then? No, you're right. Like, it was always that buddy, the first kid to wear skinny jeans and was into the Hives for some reason.
Yes.
And not the Rash, the band, the Hives.
Okay. But I remember sitting at a table in there and feeling like I was so cool. Like, cooler than everybody else who went to high school.
It was the greatest feeling in the world. And I got to be honest with you. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When I saw this story over the weekend, it felt, Tommy, like a small part of me died. Like, everything about those two places were perfect for kids on a Saturday night. Java's especially. Because, like, you can't get into a bar, Tommy, at 15, 16, 17.
Well, not anymore. Back then, you could.
But
my day.
Yeah, your day.
Yeah.
But that's, I think that's the difference, is you were able to drink at 18, where we had to wait until 21. So we still had a full four or five years. These coffee places were right in the heart of where all the cool bars were. Salinger's is there, East End.
Yeah, it was all East End,
They were open as late as the bars. So we were going downtown, and that's all you had to say, right? Yeah. We're going downtown.
Yeah.
You didn't include coffee shop. Maybe you'd even say, like, Spot or Java's, and be like, well, what's that? Yeah, you wouldn't get it, man. You know, it's not really your scene. We're going to go play pool in the basement.
I'm going to parallel park today.
Check me out. God, that was horrifying, wasn't it? Watching your buddies try parallel park on East Ham.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question, Tommy.
Yeah.
Because I get that you're starting to feel left out because there's no place for you to say, you used to be a chef dealer.
Well, I'm trying to explain to you a little piece of drinking history and you're not getting it.
Java Joe's.
That was the guy.
It is amazing. He just has the same words.
He was a cool guy.
Java Joe's.
Java Joe was a big name.
You got time. Old man Tourette's. Just dropping facts.
After the war, Java Joe's was the place to get coffee.
As we talk about Spot Coffee, on East Ave, announcing they will be closing next weekend, what was the place where you came of age? The first place that made you feel like a cool adult? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like the place you could finally feel, Tommy, like you were mature enough, where you could spread your wings. It made you feel trendy. You had this feeling inside you like, I am independent and I am becoming a person now.
So I remember the first time I went to a restaurant with just other kids my age. It was when I was in military school. And like the first time we just all went out and ate on our own. Like we walked out of the campus, walked down the street, walked into a restaurant, sat down like adults with menus and just ordered something.
So that was
it. Was just lame. It was like a Shoney's. It was like a burger joint. But like your parents weren't there, you had money in your pocket, and you were just going to eat. That was like a big to do.
I mean, I think that, Kimmy, that's going to be it for most people, right?
Yeah.
Like something as simple as like an Applebee's or a Friendly's.
Yeah, with other people your age, nobody else around.
And like remember, you would go sit down and you'd all order like five baskets of fries. Like that poor waitress was getting no tip that night.
Yeah.
But you were adults, man. One guy was going to spring for a shake.
And the funniest thing I remember too, like doing that as a kid, because kids eat fast.
Yeah.
So like everybody inhaled their meal within 4 minutes. And then you're just sitting there. You know, I guess I'll get another Coke.
But here's the thing, man. Yeah. I don't know about you. I could sit there for 3 hours just feeling like a grown-ass person.
But that's all you did, right?
Yeah. But it was cool. Yeah. Man. I miss that innocence. That innocence was brilliant.
Yeah.
You had your whole life ahead of you. Like, you thought that's what being an adult was. You got to go out and
eat
whatever you
wanted. That's all you knew, right?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, here come bills and kids. And
right in the scrote.
Spouses. Not kidding. Yam bag is the new one. Right in the yam bag.
Mm. Yeah, that would have made sense because I was in the South.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about coming of age. Spot Coffee announces they will be closing after 25 years. And for Kimmy and I, our age group, Spot Coffee and Java's is where we went downtown.
Somebody also brought up Boulder Coffee.
Oh, Boulder, down in the South Wedge, where I met my wife.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, came of age.
I thought you met her at a Jamaican bar.
No, that was our first date.
Oh.
Yeah. Why would I have been in a Jamaican bar by myself?
Because that's how you used to go. Because you got kicked out of every other country.
What are you talking about?
You couldn't drink at the Irish joints because you allowed mouth.
That's not,
every joint I took you to, they didn't want to see you again. You
by
never
the way,
paid for
I
anything.
Love, yeah, you know what? The loudmouths in the Irish bar.
That's how loud you were.
The seal of the country of Ireland is a guy with his mouth wide open going, ah!
I thought that was your mom.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so I've got two places, right? I went to Spencer Court High School, and when you're a senior in high school, you get to leave for lunch. So we would always go to the pizza place in the village of Spencer Court because, you know, we thought we were cool. We could leave early and not have to be in school for lunch. The other place was Classic Billiards in Greece.
Oh, yeah, it was another one
that's
of my spots, bro.
Is that big joint on the Ridge?
No, this one is on Ridge, but it's the one that's downstairs, right, Bob? You walk in, you go down steps?
It's the plaza, but the billiards is underneath the plaza.
Yeah, it's next to the diner there.
All right.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, man, Bob, how old are you, buddy?
I'm going to turn 50 in like 2 months.
Happy birthday. How about Bob is 50, I am 38, and we both have one of the same coming-of-age places.
Yeah. I think it's still there, too.
I believe
it's
it is.
It's still there,
Oh, the billiard joint still exists?
Yeah.
I think so.
You know what was great about billiard halls, Bob, as I jump in on your story? And I'd love to have a billiard discussion, if you don't mind. So it was that joint on Ridge, and there was that other one. There were two of them in Arundel.
That other one was huge.
So, like, when you went into a billiards place, for some reason, even as a teenager, they would leave you alone and be cool, but it felt... like a dangerous place, Bob? Like you felt like you were in danger at all times.
So I always had this thought of like, there's the VIP room in the back. I'm like, there's no way I'm going back there. They're like gambling or drinking or I'm not going back there.
Felt so cool though.
Dangerous.
Man. We would take chicks there, like thinking like, yeah, look how badass we are. We're hanging out with a bunch of 60-year-old dudes playing pool.
And gambling and drinking.
Hey, Bobo, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. There goes Bob.
I didn't realize like there were still pool halls.
Yeah, there. I mean, look, I haven't been in forever, but yeah. I think that one on Ridge is still open, and I think the one's in Irondequoit.
Yeah. I just looked it up. Still there.
I'll never forget. So that one in Irondequoit, it's like down below a plaza.
Yeah.
Right? And we walk in for the first time, me and like three of my buddies. It was the same job as crew, you know?
Yeah.
It's dangerous nights, man. What are you going to do? There's an Asian guy. He's in like his 50s. He's wearing dark Ringo Starr sunglasses inside, like the John Lennon ones, round ones, right? He's got his own queue, like multiple.
Custom queue, yeah.
Yeah, but like with bags and stuff like that. He is dressed to the nines, right? But like his shirt is unbuttoned all the way down to his belly button.
Oh, so you were attracted to him.
He's got tattoos up and down his arms. And we're like, oh, man.
Badass. It's a hustler.
I don't want to be here right now, but I want to be here right now. I don't know what's going to happen.
He was going to take you out back and play Russian roulette.
No, that's what we had.
The deer hunter was going to break out.
And he's probably, his name's like Steve, and he works at Paychex, you know what I mean? He just likes to play pool. But we're looking from across the room like, oh, look at us, man.
Yeah, there's quite a subculture at pool halls.
It was fun, though. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Are those still places where... like a parent would feel comfortable with their teen going alone? Because like I'm thinking like there are other places that don't really, kids can't really go to anymore. Like for us, it was the mall a lot of times. Yep. Like you were allowed to be there with your friends unsupervised. You kind of made you feel like an adult, or like the movies. But I feel like those places don't really exist for teenagers anymore.
You know, that's a really good point. Because if my daughter told me, she's 14.
Yeah.
That she was going to a pool hall with her friends. I'd know.
Really? So I wonder if that's still a spot for kids to be alone.
It's a great point.
I mean, I guess there isn't much left.
Right.
And I mean,
your daughter wouldn't. Can she go to the movies with her friends if she wanted to?
I'll be honest with you. She's never asked.
Oh.
She's never asked to go to a movie by like with just her friends.
Oh.
So, I mean, we got Netflix.
Yeah.
And Hulu.
Yeah.
No
true.
Big deal. No, but like now that you bring it up, like, you know, it is a little heartbreaking that the kids don't have that independence that we had. But at the same time, I can't think of a single place we've named where I'd be like, yeah, you should go with your friends.
But I mean, you would let her go to Starbucks, right, and have coffee down the street with her friends?
Yeah, like that's because as kids, too, we used to walk. Like for my friends that lived like in the Village of Hilton, we would walk to some of those businesses there. Like, would your daughter do that at a friend's house?
I don't know if I'd love it.
Well, I mean, she's coming to that age that this is going to happen.
Shut up.
What, I invented 15?
No, I don't want to. That sounded creepy coming out of your mouth, especially after the Peach Pit reference 20 minutes ago. I'm Tommy Lay. I invented 15.
Meet you at the pit.
You know, it used to be a Chevy dealership. Pit Joe's. Pit Joe's, what they called it.
Petey Pits, I think.
Okay. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I want her to have independence, but I don't want her to be out of my sight at any time.
Well, that should work out well.
Shut up. You don't get it, man. You'll never understand.
You'll never get it,
you won't.
Man.
You won't. Cause, let the kids be free because I'm not responsible for them.
Yes. Relax.
We got Facebook messages coming in. This whole discussion started with the announcement that Spot Coffee on East Ave will be closing coming up. They haven't said why. They said they're going to say this week, but it's been open for 25 years. And for people Kimmy's age and... you know, between high school 2000 to 2010, Java and Spot were like the cool place you came of age as a kid. Amanda writes, Duffy, Spot must not have been that cool because they're going out of business, so you sound stupid. Ow. Wow, Amanda.
Man. I mean, it had a good run.
I mean, you brought up Starbucks. Maybe, you know, the combination of not wanting kids to be out of that far from their parents.
Or going downtown.
Yeah. And the fact that Starbucks has become like a trendy place. Well, a trendy place for teens to hang out. Because like Starbucks wasn't a cool place when we were kids.
But there wasn't that many.
Well, I remember I had friends that worked at the one in the mall as kids. So we would go there because we got free stuff.
But outside of that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's like maybe Starbucks becoming a really popular place for kids to hang is what did some of these places in. I don't know. It's got to be hard to be a coffee shop with no parking in downtown Rochester, where there's Starbucks and Dunkin's and Tim Hortons everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Spot, thank you for all you've done.
Well, maybe something else will go in there and be cool.
Well, not for us, it's not. We're not cool anymore.
Mm. Something for old people, like Chevrolet.
Five people.
See the USA in your Chevrolet, baby.
Like, it's like an itch you
bring
have
back to the Impala. That was a car, baby.
Did they get rid of the Impala?
40 years ago.
No, cops were like driving
Nixon
around.
Like Nixon owned the last one. Remember he drove it off the...
What did that sound like when he drove the last
one? Well, I'm sitting here, Neil and Buzz. The last
Why
Impala.
Is Neil and Buzz at the factory?
I don't know. We're on a barnstorming tour trying to save the Impala. Maybe one day we'll drive one on the moon.
Let's take a break. You have a look. The hair on your head, the hair on your face, the way you like to dress.
It's your style.
And yes, where you work can give you guidelines on how you're supposed to put yourself together. But for the most part, it's your call. Mm. $1 billion business that for years kept their employees from doing this with their face has backed off.
Wow.
Because we could be at a point where I don't care how much you pay me. Everyone in America has decided you're not going to tell me how I can look.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Donnie.
Yeah.
For 50 years, the New York Yankees had for every one of their employees, both on field and off field.
Everybody.
One very important rule.
What's that?
No beards.
Man, even the ladies, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. So your mother would have had to shave. It's been a big deal. MLB stars like Reggie Jackson, Johnny Damon, Goose Gossage had to shave their face before they were allowed to
wear
pinstripes.
Wait, this goes back to Reggie?
Yeah, all the way back then.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Well, as of this weekend, that policy is no more. Hale Steinbrenner, who I believe is the son of George Steinbrenner, released a statement saying the team has decided the policy was outdated. They said
Yeah, 50 years ago it was outdated.
Says the team had internal conversation and conversation with the players, and because beards are so common now, they would allow facial hair, and I quote, within reason.
It has to be groomed.
You got it. And this may be because brand new New York Yankee Devin Williams made an issue of it earlier last week.
Oh.
So, Tommy, he was traded from the Brewers in the offseason.
He's got the beard?
Yes, and he showed up at spring training with his beard. Mm. The team told him the first day he was there, you have to shave. The next day, they were taking a team photo. He came out to the team photo with his beard.
Ooh.
He ain't shaving.
He was sent back off the field. And then came back clean-shaven to take the photo.
So he folded.
You got it, but it was only a few hours later that they announced the change to the beard policy.
I'm pissed, man. I shaved and then you changed?
You got to think, though, other guys have tried to pull that move over the years. Like, especially like the egos, the really good players. You would think that if they wanted a beard, they would have tried to have some facial hair.
Look, if you want to talk about egos and star power, Reggie Jackson was that guy.
Oh, the
and
most.
If Reggie Jackson was willing to shave his face.
That's why I'm so surprised that it took till now.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Did Don Mattingly? No.
Yeah, okay, you were allowed to have a mustache.
You
couldn't have a beard.
Right.
So Reggie kept his mustache, Goose kept his mustache, Mattingly kept his mustache, but they had to shave everything else on their face. So, you know, it's funny we laugh at the Yankees waiting 50 years to change their beard policy. And even now, a well-groomed beard.
They wanted a clean-cut young man.
That's right. But this could be a sign of a greater change in society.
What is that?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you willing to work at a place that tells you how you're going to look? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because, Tommy, there are uniforms we sometimes have to wear. But outside of that, if you have a choice between a place that doesn't care about your beard versus make sure you're clean shaven, a place that wants your hair above your ears versus a place that lets you grow whatever you want.
A workplace standard.
Does your individuality matter enough where you don't want to work at the place that demands you look a certain way, 252-WCMF?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm just making regular wage, like I can get this job anywhere, why would I do that?
How much are you willing to sacrifice financially to be you?
I mean, if you're an hourly guy making, what's the standard, 15?
Well, 15's minimum. It seems to be 18 to 20.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably go score that job somewhere else.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, no.
All right. What's
in it for me?
All right. Let me ask you a question. Because you are a man who cares about how he looks.
And I used to work for a place where you had a chart how you were supposed to look.
So you were telling us in the break.
So when I worked at Winn-Dixie Quick Check, this has been 1975, they had a poster on the wall full of different guys' pictures and how you could look. So how your hair, your sideburns, all that stuff. So, but they had two exceptions. If you were The black guys could have a standard afro, and they could have...
What's a standard afro, by the way?
Man would think a standard afro looked like, based on Bill Cosby and I Spy, like a groomed... You couldn't have one of them big old Michael Jackson globes on your head.
Okay, gotcha.
But you could have like a trimmed afro.
Okay.
And you could have sideburns. Okay. Because we couldn't have sideburns. Also, Cuban guys could have mustaches.
Why could Cuban guys have mustaches?
Because they said it was part of their culture.
But you couldn't have a mustache.
No, you couldn't have sideburns, and you couldn't have... And you couldn't have a mustache. You couldn't have any facial hair.
Pretty progressive for a southern grocery store in the 1970s.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because don't forget, we had two black guys and one Cuban in the 1,500 stores we had. really progressive.
All right, let me break.
So Juan got a break.
Well, he was the only one.
Yeah.
Let me throw it in a little more personal. Yeah. All right, so you love to dress the way you do.
Yeah.
Let's say now. We get a new boss, they come down, he looks you up and down, and he goes, you gotta be kidding me.
Well, I'm pretty clean cut.
What are you gonna go audition for Broadway when you get off the air? New rule.
What's the new rule?
You slacks, Stafford shirt, tie, every day. You cannot wear what you want to wear here at the company.
I could get behind that.
Okay, but across the street, other radio company says, you can wear whatever you want, we'll pay you $20,000 a year less. What are you doing?
Be yourself.
$20,000 a year to be yourself.
But $20,000 less, I'd be only making $4,000. So no, I'd have to take a pay.
So you would $10,000? Would $10,000 be enough?
No, I gotta have money.
Okay, so the money matters.
Yeah,
I love how you go, I need money, when you have easily spent $20,000 on your wardrobe in the last 5 years.
But he's the one person that would be for this, because you complain all the time with how sloppy people look at work.
Come on, well, I see walking around.
How are you
here
supposed to sell looking like that?
Slippers. No shoe.
So wait a minute.
Pajamas.
Like, he wants it to go back to strict dress code.
She's right. You open up this break with, how do you have this old school policy? And then you immediately become George Steinbrenner.
Shorts in the workplace on men.
Short Steinbrenner is what they call them around here. I mean, Kimmy, I guess, does this apply as much to women? I mean, I know we're talking about facial hair, but it seems like, maybe I'm wrong. Like, the restrictions on what women can wear. Yeah, I'm wrong on that. I take that back.
All right, because I can remember women getting sent home.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
you couldn't do that anymore.
I mean, just the shoe changes that I'd have to make alone would be enough to want to work somewhere else.
So you would, for the ability to dress the way you want, would you lose $10,000 out of your salary and make negative $5,000?
I think I might.
Because, I mean, there are still some...
Because I would also worry, if you're that strict with something like that, I would think that there may be other strict rules I'd have to follow along the way.
Okay, so you're going to use that as a gauge for
other things. Yeah, I think so.
Which I guess with the Yankees, as it would start this conversation, is an appropriate way to look at it.
Because I thought Paychex had this at their office. They were pretty restrictive about how men and women dress, at least at one time, how women had to dress and men.
I did not know this.
Yeah, it was pretty, because our boy worked there, and he was pretty sloppy. And I guess he had to clean it up. He knows what he knew.
Wait, well, who's our boy? Which one?
Our boy.
Yeah, we got a lot of boys, bro.
You know which boy. The Sloppy Boy.
Sloppy Boy? All of our boys are sloppy.
Sloppy Boy.
We hung out with the
Sloppy Boy. Part of your plate club.
We hung out with the Sloppy Boy crew.
He passed through there for a while, but I didn't realize they were pretty strict on the look. Maybe they've changed. But like the women had to be pretty much business attire.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, there are still some jobs that do this. Apparently, the clean face, no beard, is still big in the financial world, like banks and places like that.
Well, because you're handling people's money, you want to look like you're buttoned up.
Okay, but again,
like you're running off with the joint.
Again, like, I never understood that idea that if he looks slick and put together, I'm going to trust him with my money. How do you think he got all that money in the first place?
But I also don't want to think like you're. I'm talking to you, but your buddy's car is idling out front.
There are also places where, I mean, due to safety, you're forced to shave, and that's a little bit different, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not some guy being a dick.
You get dragged to death by your beard.
Exactly. Like, you get sucked
into the wheat thresher.
That's not funny. Why are we laughing at that? Oh, God, no! 252 WCMF. Over the weekend, the New York Yankees announced that their 50-year-old no-beard policy has been changed.
Mm.
So now, New York Yankees players and staff members are allowed to have a well-groomed beard. Let's talk to Teddy. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey.
I feel like this country dress code in the past 25 years has been declining.
Well, Teddy, what are you talking about?
No, listen, he's an outsider. He came out. He sees.
An outsider. Hey, way to welcome Teddy onto the show. An outsider, Teddy.
I bet you Indonesia are very buttoned up.
No, no, not only that. Look at it. When you go to the airport, go flying on the plane, some people are just coming to the airport with pajamas. I mean, how disgusting is that?
Okay, Teddy, yeah, counterpoint to that. When people were dressing up on the plane, I was getting a three-course meal, and they were taking care of me like I was a king. Now they herd me on like cattle in a seat that's half the size. Yeah, I'm going to be comfortable, Teddy.
I know that, but look at it. Sometimes you can see that these people can even take shower. And then the way they put the pen, they can't even you can even see their asses when they fly. I mean, how disgusting is that?
I love how Teddy's running around the airport smelling people. You didn't take a shower today.
You ain't got to go far.
Shut up. All right, Teddy, let me ask you a question. Now, I get that you and Tommy are cut of the same cloth. Be professional and look right.
Yeah.
But, Teddy, wouldn't you rather have people dressing the way they want to so you can know what their personality is before you even have a discussion with them? Isn't that a benefit?
It depends what kind of clothes that you're wearing, but sometimes it's how disgusting it is. You can see that pajamas that they were at the airport, it got
Teddy, I gotta let you go, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, I don't need to see every bare belly.
Can I just point out?
Teddy just has never sworn on the show before. He dropped an F-bomb. Because of pajamas on a plane.
One of the worst Samuel L. Jackson movies of all time, by the way. I'm sick. Teddy wrote it. I'm sick of these mother effing pajamas.
If there is one place I don't care what other people are doing, it's sitting on an airplane.
Thank you. Why do you and
I
Teddy...
I want you to be as comfortable as possible. Okay, but keep your shoes on. That is a
okay, standard. Now you're being them. Now you're being those guys. Look, I'm telling you, especially when it comes to the beard, I don't think guys like you and Teddy understand how important a beard is for most men with a beard.
It's how important it is?
Yes, it becomes a part of you, legitimately.
Yeah, I get it. It's growing up. It's hanging off your face.
It also says a lot about you. Going back to the idea that if you let me dress the way I want to, I am projecting my personality. It takes a lot of hard work and patience to grow kick-ass
beard. But you also look sketchy, like I can't trust you, like you're hiding something.
Nobody has thought that for 30 years.
Villains always had beards in the movies.
Now villains are all clean-shaven, and they're all working for 1% banks, buddy. Government officials. I mean, look, for a lot of guys, too, when you grow that beard, you don't know what it looks like, what you look like without it anymore. Mm. I've had my beard for 20 years.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I look like clean shaven anymore. No idea.
Right.
So I don't want to know. My wife would be furious if I took a job. My wife, I think, would try to talk me out of taking a job that would force me to shave my beard.
I always thought most women would think beards are off-putting on men because most men don't take care of themselves, so they're probably gross.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I think that there are some men who can hide a bad jawline with a beard. Not a bad jawline, but almost a beard makes their jawline look a little stronger.
Right.
I would say most men look better with beards.
But you're a beard person.
As long as you can grow the beard. Because there are some that try to grow the beard. It's a little patchy, and that can be distracting.
Yeah, you got to make sure you can pull the beard off. The patchy sucks. But here's the thing. I'm not going to tell you can't have a patchy beard. I mean, you're saying stuff about you that maybe you don't want to know about other people to know, but God bless you. We got Facebook messages coming in talking about your job telling you how to dress. Tommy's all for it, by the way.
Well, you don't want to look dirty. And beards and sloppy outfits.
Beards don't look dirty.
They have a dirty look to them. They look dirty.
What about my beard looks dirty?
Oh, it's hanging off your dirty face. Busted ass. Formerly poor, impoverished face.
Rick writes us on Facebook. You can always get us at WCMF for the Breakroom Facebook page. He writes, I thought it was illegal for a company to tell you how to dress or groom. I don't know about dress, but when it comes to beards, there is a bit of a gray area. Going back to what you talked about with Winn-Dixie, the grocery store, it seems that as long as it doesn't infringe on your civil rights, a company can tell you to do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, because you can just not work there. Right? I mean, they have a set of standards how they want their company to look.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But as an Irishman, I don't have to be like, yeah, my ancestors say I have to have this beard. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Todd. Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great today. How are you guys?
Good, man. What do you got?
So I'm an airline pilot, and they restrict us from having beards, and they say that because the oxygen masks won't seal.
Okay.
But European pilots are allowed to have beards.
They don't care about
them. It's a control thing about appearance.
Are you sure it's not because of the European masks over there?
No.
But I don't want my pilot to have a beard.
Why?
I think I'm getting hijacked.
That guy's patient. That is a patient man.
I want a clean-cut looking guy driving the plane.
Driving the plane.
Flying the plane.
Hey, Todd, pilot, you drive that plane a lot? Todd.
Yeah, all day. We drive it.
All right, so Todd, let me ask you a question. I mean, would you like to grow a beard? Does this bother you?
It doesn't really bother me, but, you know, I'm sure there are some guys that would, because as soon as they go on vacation, that's the first thing they do.
You know, it's funny he says that, my old man being a cop all those years.
Yeah.
He either, you had to have a full beard or no beard at all.
Oh, you couldn't, like,
grow it along the way, yeah. So, like, when my dad would go on vacation, you're right, Todd, or he'd take time off, he would grow a beard and then have to shave it all off before he went back to work again.
But guys can have all that stuff now, right?
Yeah, things have changed. I don't know what the facial hair policy is. But, like, poor Todd, he's going to be hanging out in airport lounges. Here come the French and German and British pilots with their big, thick beards, laughing at him in accents he doesn't understand. That's not fair.
Yeah, but if I lined up a bunch of pilots,
yeah,
I'm taking Todd.
No, I want beard guy.
I'm riding with Todd. Todd's my ride.
He's a Todd rider?
Todd Ryder.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
I'm a Ryder Todd guy.
Todd, thanks for the call, buddy. How are you? Right, have a good rest of the day. There goes Todd.
Yeah, there's certain professions I don't want to see hair.
Give me another example.
Doctor.
Why?
I don't want some hairy-ass looking doctor with a big-ass beard.
Why?
Like my primary doctor.
Why?
Because he's handling it. It looks unsanitary.
Oh, looks unsanitary. Yeah. Your face looks unsanitary.
Yeah, but that's me. You're supposed to be making me healthy, and I don't want your hairy self doing that.
Do doctors have a...
None of my doctors have
beards. I guess I've never noticed a doctor with a beard
before.
Yeah,
now that you bring it up.
And by the way, they probably can't because of the mask.
Mask for what?
Well, like
surgery.
Well, surgeons definitely.
Good call. Your wife's a doctor.
She's not. I mean, she doesn't do surgery on a regular basis.
No, but she does it. She's a doctor.
That's why she has to shave her face every day.
No, but she don't count anyway.
Hold on,
she's a woman.
No, let me text her. Hey, Tommy says you need to shave your face because you got a beard.
Just thinking my back is getting bigger.
Okay. Oh, she texted me back. She said good. No, I mean, there are doctors that don't do surgery.
No, but like my primary guy.
Yeah.
Clean shaven.
Okay.
My dentist, clean shaven.
You also...
By the way, I don't want my dentist's beard dangling in my face while he's got the hooks in there.
First of all, that's a lie. Second of all, again, how close is your dentist to your face, man?
Well, first of all, you don't go to the dentist.
Okay, I love how you're
your dentist has to be the loneliest guy on the planet.
I love how Tommy's special request. Can the dentist please get as close to my face as possible?
No, but he's got to get in there clean. I don't want to tickle in my nose.
I'd like a gentle kiss on the tip of the nose, please.
When your dentist, he's right in your face.
He's not that close to your face.
Where his beard's touching your face.
By the way.
Like, he would have to get pretty close.
And he would have to go straight down.
All right, so you land like this. He's right there.
No,
he's digging right there.
Close. And it would come straight down. If this is your face.
It would be right here.
Look, see, my beard is not even close to you. Look how close I am.
Now, be like
look
that.
Look how close I am to your face.
Call yourself.
Why would a dentist want to get that close
kiss on your nose.
To somebody's bad breath?
Well, that's too. Yes. I understand. But I just don't want... By the way, my dentist doesn't have bad breath.
No, I'm saying, why would your dentist want to get that close to somebody
your
with bad breath?
Because that's his gig.
Oh, my God. Take a break.
When do you go to the dentist?
My dentist is never that close to my face.
But did you?
I would switch dentists.
Did you request a soft kiss on the tip of your nose?
I didn't. Maybe I should next time.
There you go. Let's take a break. All right.